You realize we spend a third of our life sleeping? I know, stuck in traffic was a good guess too, but now that you know you sleep so much, why aren't you sleeping on the most comfortable mattress arguably made in America? A brand new iComfort Eco by Serta. It's supportive and designed to keep you cool, comfortable, and feeling restored. Or check out Serta's Perfect Sleeper for pressure-relieving comfort and support while maintaining a balanced temperature. Serta mattresses made right here in Michigan, and they have been for over 110 years. Go to Serta.com. Find a retailer near you. That's Serta.com.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
All right, cash the ticket. It is championship weekend. As I speak, I'd like to let you know that Jim Costa is currently floating past Haiti as his continued never-ending vacation. And across from me, once again, if you missed the preview episode, TJ has freshly inserted his tobacco. He's good. He's got his dip bottle. TJ Lang, Pro Bowler to the stars. Protector of Aaron Rodgers.
Over under on how many margaritas our friend Cookies had this week? 11 and a half?
You know what's funny? I've only seen him have a drink once. Oh. So I don't know if he's actually a drinker.
Yeah. He's a very, very old, mature 30-year-old young man.
He's different.
He acts like maybe a 60-year-old man.
Maybe.
Very mature.
Yeah, I don't know.
He might be a Scotch
guy. And I'm not the guy. I don't bother people on their vacation. Like, that's not me. But if you want to text him and start, you know.
Did you see that picture he put out the other day? Him in his onesie?
No.
Pajama
I don't. I don't have social media. What did he do?
I'll show you.
Can you?
It's like a pajama looking onesie. All right,
cue this up.
Beach kind of vibe to it.
Cue this up while I tell the people.
Yeah, go ahead.
Any emails, you want to be a part of the Monday mailbag, cashtheticketpodcast@gmail.com. We're going to preview these championship games. TJ not only going to talk about the games, but TJ is the prop bet guy. This is the guy who sits there and has seven-leg player prop anytime touchdown deals. What? I quit. I quit. TJ, would you like to?
I told you it was bad.
Would you like to co-host the podcast?
I told you it was
that's,
bad.
Holy
that's
shit.
That's a fireball offense.
That's unbelievable.
That's a fireball offense.
Second of all, why is he putting that out there?
That's a good question.
If if you're living your life and doing your thing, that's one thing, but why the hell you got to share that with everybody?
Yeah, that one's got to go in the vault.
Oh, my. All right.
Not to be shared.
So let's get to it. Now, look, we'll start out. Let's go 3 o'clock Sunday. Fox. Unseasonably warm in Philly. It's looking like 51 and partly sunny.
Wild.
Eagles laying 2.5 to the Niners. You're over under 47. There are 46.5 out there. There are flat 47s. 47 is a key number when you're betting totals. The board, of course, presented by FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. TJ, on surface, you're a lineman, right? This is a game. This is going to be trench warfare. If you like line play, this is porn. Take me through this here, because I think the Eagles are one of the only teams that could stand up to San Francisco's D-line, and I think the Eagles' D-line is one of the only teams that could stand up to Frisco's O-line.
Yeah, it's strength on strength. It is, and it's going to be a beautiful thing. I think just the individual matchups that I'm excited to watch, too. You talk about Lane Johnson, perennial All-Pro type guy. Nick Bosa, who's still a young player in this league.
Feels like he's played for 10 years.
Yeah, it feels like he's been there for a long time based off what his brother's done. But that's going to be an incredible matchup to watch. The flip side, watching Trent Williams going against you know, Brandon Graham and you know, even Fletcher Cox in the run game. I mean, those things are going to be for us football fanatics and lovers that
nerds.
Love the small details in the trench warfare.
Yeah,
it's going to be awesome. But I think that I still, you know, a couple days when the line came out, you're looking at it. I still feel the same way about this game as I did at the beginning of the week. I still think it's Brock Purdy's first true road game. Outside, you know, we went to Seattle, we went to Vegas. Okay, you could say what you want about those two. It's a different animal. In my mind,
he looked like shit last week, by the way.
He did too. And look, you don't go into Philly. I'm not going to give away one of my, you know, early prop bets yet, but you don't go into Philly and just go in there and throw the ball all over the place. You don't do it.
Wait a minute. Who the fuck do you think you are? I'm not going to give away my pick. Yeah, what do you have, a recorded line?
Prop,
are you saving it?
I want the prop bets to go together. I know we're going to spend a segment on
okay,
the prop bets.
It's a pod.
I don't want to give away every single detail yet. But look, the fact of the matter is Brock Purdy, I don't think he's going to – I would be surprised, Mike, if San Francisco can go in there and score more than 17 points. And that's why you start looking at this over-under and you're saying, okay, if I'm thinking, hey, 14, 17, somewhere in that range, on the flip side, is Philly going to be able to put up 31?
Well, here's what I don't like about San Francisco.
Against that San Fran defense?
San Francisco is only going to rush four. That's the secret to the sauce. It's how Robert Saleh did it. It's how D'Amico Ryans does it. They're going to rush four, drop seven. But here's what I don't like with Frisco, and I think it's a direct mismatch. Their corners against Philly's wideouts. San Francisco's corners are the Achilles heel of that defense.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Dak Prescott throws the ball right to you. Well, that's different. But I actually think if San Francisco takes away the run, Jalen Hurts is going to run enough carefully. He will run enough to extend drives. And I think they're going to be able to throw the ball all over this defense.
Yeah. I agree with you, and I don't think that – I think San Fran's going to start with the six-man-in-the-box mentality.
And keep dropping
there's no
in.
Way, there's no way it's going to work, though. I mean, just based off of – I mean, look, we know Jalen Hurts still is – based off what we saw last week and not what he's been all season. He was very hesitant, but he's still a threat in the run game. You can't go against a running offense and a running quarterback with six guys. You need to bring in an extra guy that's got to take care of the quarterback, right? Are you going to ask Nick Bosa to get into an athlete fest with Jalen Hurts on the edge and say, you take the quarterback? I don't think so. I think they're going to let Nick Bosa do what he does, chase down the line, try to make some of those plays on the backside and take the cutback away. But you're going to have to bring somebody else down that's going to have to account for the quarterback. And look, I think Philly – just all season, every time the creative play calling that they have, every time you think it's, hey, run, run, run. Yup, they're going to run the ball again. Right when they bring that safety down to that box, it's the play action. There you go. Devontae Smith, you know, deep post. AJ Brown, you get one-on-one with him now as opposed to having help over the top. I just think that San Francisco is going to have a hard time defending that Philly offense, like with what we expect to happen, four-man rushes and six guys in the box. It's just not going to work.
You can do what you want with this, too, but four rookie quarterbacks have made a championship game. They're 0-4 straight up. You can do what you want with it. Look, this game came out. It was a pick 'em. It's immediately gone out to 2.5. I don't think you'll see a 3. I think if the game touches 3, you will see – quote-unquote professional money come in and just bomb the Niners. I hate public plays, but I'm with you on this. I can't see Brock Purdy. Like, I think if you like the Eagles, you like the over. And I think if you like the Niners, you like the under.
That's their path.
There's no way out.
Going to have to keep them below 20.
Like, the Niners are going to have to win a 20-17 game.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to play the Eagles. I'm probably walking right into it. I just believe they're the best roster in football. Like Howie Roseman, not the nerd out for the people, but like they draft this Maialata kid in the 7th round.
Yeah.
And now he's their tackle. Now he's their tackle for the next decade. I mean, TJ Fletcher, they go out and get Hassan Reddick off the scrap heap.
Yeah.
Hey, look.
Even Landon Dickerson, a guy who tore his ACL there senior year, Alabama comes in and he's turning into be one of the best guards in the NFL.
And Boston Scott. Like, they just stack players. And look, Howie Roseman's drafts aren't nearly as good as John Lynch's, but his acquisitions are.
Yeah.
He's unbelievable. So
Javon Hargrave, I mean, look at what he's done to that defense.
I still can't believe Pittsburgh let him get away, but whatever. Yeah. We're nerding out. I am going to take the Eagles laying the 2.5. And if you're asking for a total, I am going to go over. I think the Eagles could get to 30. I do. I don't like this San Francisco defense on the perimeter. I don't. And TJ, if Brock Purdy goes out there and it's a lot of three and outs or negative plays, look, let's not kid ourselves. Dallas dropped a couple interceptions. I mean, Trevon Diggs had one right in his clavicle and dropped it. I if you believe the bloom's coming off the rose for Purdy, it's gonna come off.
Yeah.
So I'm going Eagles and over. Can't believe I'm doing this. Eagles over 46 and a half.
Yeah. I think I would be with you because I think that we're probably looking at a 31 to.
Could 27-20 get us home?
It could at 46 and a half. But, oh, man, I just go back. You know what, Mike? For the sake of argument, I'm going to take the under in that game. I think Philly gets to 28. I don't think that San Fran gets more than 17.
What's San Francisco's team total? Hold on, because you might be in, because I'm highlighting the TJ Lang brought to you by beer.com.
47 and a half, I would put it. I mean, it's got to be around 20.
No. This we'll add this to your prop bet. I need to see this. Let me see. Where are these? There's so many markets.
There's a ton.
It's unbelievable. I mean, I always say there's it with FanDuel, but like, good Christ. I mean, the amount of stuff. Where are the team totals?
The over-unders get me every week, though. Right when you think, oh, it's going to be a classic. Like, look at San Fran a couple weeks ago, right? Oh, the weather out in Cali. Oh, my goodness. They're going to get a foot of rain.
You're
look
right.
at the wind.
Right.
Oh, no, 45 points just like that.
What is the team total in this damn thing? This is your specialty.
Hard to find sometimes. I am not a total guy only because I think that's the hardest to predict.
Like Cookies had under 19 and a half for the Giants last week. It was a really quite a great play, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I just think the over-unders for me, I know they're my kryptonite. I just know it's for those reasons. Hey, this is going to be an offensive shootout. Hey, it's 52 and a half. I don't care. There's going to be 70 points.
And by the way,
17 to 13 game.
FanDuel is running a special here, so you can tell me what you want to do. If you are a FanDuel member, you can go to the game and you select the line total points parlay. Now, here's what's interesting. The total points parlay is at 45 and a half, not 46 and a half. So if you like the Eagles like I do, and you like the over 46 and a half, if you were willing to put them together, it's plus 230, Eagles minus 2.5, and over 45 and a half.
Oh, boy.
So it's just 1 point in value if you wanted it. I'm going to find that.
Here you go.
Team
I got it
total.
Right here.
All right, what do you got?
On FanDuel, 49ers total points, over under 22 and a half. I think that's high.
Then you're going under.
I think it's high. I would hit the under. And they got the Eagles at 24 and a half. I would take the over on that.
Sweet Christ.
I think we're looking at a 27-17 game. Because if it was 27-20, I wouldn't hit that 46 and a half.
Nothing better than imagining the score you need.
Yeah, I don't think the 49ers get to 20 points this game.
All right. I'm going Eagles laying the 2.5, and I'm going over 46 and a half. And if you want to go parlay crazy, you can get that at 45 and a half in that in-game parlay deal. TJ, you're going Eagles, and you're going?
I'm going to go with the under.
Under 46 and a half. And we'll save the team total for your prop segment. Let's get to the late game. And this one I'll have to watch on mute because it's going to be Tony Romo, and I'm going to want to light my house on fire. This spread has gone everywhere, so let me explain this.
Wild.
This opened Chiefs lay in 3. And I mean within 5 minutes, that was gone. And then it went to 2.5 and 2 and 1.5 and 1. And then it ended up topping out at Bengals laying 2. Then you get the 3-second clip of Mahomes doing ballet out on the practice field. And now it has swung back, Chiefs laying 1. The total in this game opened at 53.5. That was gone in an instant. It sits at 47.5. What's your initial thought here?
I feel the same way I did on Monday. I think I still like Cincinnati.
Shit.
I do. I just think that. And I know what you're going to say. Everybody in the world's been on Cincinnati all week. For two reasons. I just think that Joe Burrow and Lou Anarumo, for some reason, they win this game.
I wanted to show you the sign we got for Cookies.
You don't suck at gambling. The players suck at playing. That's a good point. That's a good point. I like that one. I still, even though yesterday we saw the clip of Mahomes bouncing around, he looked okay, that's going to affect him during the game. It just is, Mike. And I don't know if Kansas City has the playmakers outside of Travis Kelce, which you know Cincinnati's going to do everything to take away.
Right.
They're not going to let Patrick Mahomes target him 17 times like the Jaguars did a week ago and catch 14 of them. That's not going to happen. Is Kadarius Toney a guy that's going to step up? No. Is MVS or Juju, are those guys that are going to be capable of having big games to get over the top? I just don't know. This is actually two of my favorite props of the weekend are coming from this game. And it's I think I've got one commonality when I look at the props. I think it's going to be a high running back receiving weekend.
A lot of checkdowns.
You look at Brock Purdy in the Philadelphia game. I think that, look, Slay and Bradbury last week were targeted seven times in that game against the Giants. Two catches for 7 yards. Brock Purdy's going to be shitting his pants a little bit, right? What do quarterbacks do when they start to panic? They look for the checkdown. They look for their safety valve, so to say, whether that's George Kittle, whether that's Christian McCaffrey, who I think is going to get a lot of targets in the passing game. But the same thing in this game. You look at Kansas City, I think Andy Reid, he's one of the best screen-calling coaches in the NFL, offensive play callers. The way that he designs running back screens, getting out in the open. I know Pacheco hasn't had a ton of targets, but you combine the fact with Cincinnati's defense isn't going to let you just sit back and throw the ball. They're going to come up. They're going to press. They're probably going to double cover Kelce. You're going to have to be creative with that. And Mahomes, I think, is going to be hurting a little bit too. He's going to be limited. I don't think he's going to be scrambling around and making – he's probably going to make one or two of them. But he's. I think he's going to try to get the ball out of his hands a little quicker. What are ways to do that? The wide receiver screens, the running back screens.
Yeah, or running it outright. See, this is the other thing. I think it's interesting you say this because – I looked at it and I go, all right, Leslie Frazier ain't coaching in this game. The Chiefs are going to blitz. They're going to press.
They're going to get on you.
Burrow's going to get the ball quick. I would assume they will attempt to run it as well because they showed real physicality with the backups. And if you're Kansas City, let's think about this. What's the best way to do this? Well, A, if your quarterback is a little beat up, you're right. Let's get rid of it quick. But also, run the ball. Pacheco was outstanding last week. 12 carries for 93 yards. Physical. Mm-hmm. McKinnon is the guy that they want to throw to.
He is. Right. So, on true third down situations, yes. But this is the game where I think we see more of those on first and second down.
But what you just described is why I like the under in this game.
I think we're going to see a lot of third downs. I agree with you. I don't think we're going to see a lot of explosive plays on either side. I think it's going to be one of those rough and tumble. Hey, let's get 2 or 3 yards first and second. I think there's going to be a lot of third downs.
And for a lot of people who go,
both sides of the ball, which is why I think there's a good chance you could see these running backs getting a lot of targets. Now, if I told you, hey, Isaiah Pacheco had last week, I think he had one catch for 6 yards in that game against Jacksonville. His over-under in receiving yards, 6 yards. I mean, he'd get one screen and go take it 10, 12 yards, right? That's
what's
all
McKinnon
you need.
At?
I didn't see – I think McKinnon was right around 35 or 40.
That's a lot.
Might be a little much for me for the running backs. That's but on the lot. Flip side, Samaj Perine, his over – he had, I think, last week they played Buffalo. I think he was in the 30s or low 40s. His over-under on receiving is 15 and a half.
Why do I sense you're going to do an all-running back total?
I got three of them.
Parlay.
I got three of them. And I got Christian McCaffrey on the other side just because I think that Brock Purdy – is going to turn into a little check down there, a lot of third downs, and try to get the ball into CMC's hands as much as possible.
Here's one note to the under, too, guys. Like, I love Joe Burrow. He's a fucking assassin. But he's only scored 28 points or more once in his playoff career. Now, that's not a shot. But TJ made the point.
Five games?
Yeah. Like, I'm a Lou Anarumo guy. I think he's a great defensive coordinator. I just think this has got kind of a 24-20 written all over it. And I think these teams, you know, people don't associate the Chiefs with defense. Chiefs defense is good as long as Chris Jones is playing. I think TJ's right. I think there's going to be more running the ball. But here's why I like the Chiefs. Besides, you're right, planet Earth is on the Bengals, and I don't want to be on that side. I think you can only hide for so long. And what the Bengals are doing with this offensive line is smoke and mirrors. Mm. It really is.
Yeah.
And Buffalo... when Von Miller was healthy, I think, TJ, they were fourth in pressure rate. And once he got hurt, they were 27th. You're going to Kansas City. And I'm probably letting it play too much. But, like, is Burrow really going to do it back-to-back years? Is he really going to go 4-0 against Mahomes?
Four times, yeah.
And then you factor in, okay, Leslie Frazier is a lot of read and react, a lot of soft cover, a lot of shell, a lot of nonsense. That's the opposite of what the Chiefs do.
Yeah.
So then I look, okay, Chiefs are going to run some exotics. They're not going to allow a lot of free releases. Now, again, if Burrow's got time, He's one of those dudes that can make a throw that you go, oh my God, he put it in a paint can 30 yards down the field. I just feel like the Bengals with this offensive line, with the issues of losing Collins, losing Williams, losing Kappa, and Karras being debilitated on one leg. TJ, don't you believe if it comes crashing down, it's right here?
Could be.
Yeah. I just...
Could be. It's not going to last forever. We know that.
That's my
point.
This
is going to be a battle we see for the next decade, probably regular season playoffs.
Now look.
Alike. Joe Burrow's not going to win every single time.
If Mahomes is in a wheelchair, I'm going to lose my bet.
Here's the one thing that people don't understand about Kansas City, too. I saw this stat this morning. When you think about good pass-rushing defenses,
yeah,
we tend to think what? San Francisco. We tend to think Philly. We tend to think Dallas, right, with what they've got. The Chiefs this season hit the quarterback 198 times. That led the NFL.
And who gets hit more than any other QB in football?
Joe Burrow. Especially when he doesn't have three of his starting offensive linemen. So that's your path if you want to sell me on Kansas City. I totally get it. I just think that
I don't want to sell you on it. I'm just saying where I'm at.
And I just think that Cincinnati's defense is capable as well of slowing down Patrick Mahomes. I don't know if this game, one of these two teams, I don't know if both these teams even get to the 20s, Mike. I think this could be one of those classic 23-17 type games, 24-16 type one-score games that's just going to be a bloodbath. It's what it's been the majority of the past couple seasons, right? Even when these two teams met up, about a month ago, 24-20. I mean, it was a, low-scoring game as well.
Yeah.
I think both defenses are more than capable of limiting those explosive plays, limiting as many points as possible. It's going to be a slugfest. And who's better in the red zone, out of these groups, I don't know. I know if you take away Travis Kelce, Kansas City's going to have a hard time.
There is another part of it, though, where the Bengals have been susceptible on the ground. The Ravens, back-to-back weeks with no quarterback and no secret as to what they would do, hammered the football. I like this Chiefs O-line. I like the Andy Reid running scheme and the diversity with the backs. Here's what I'm tinkering with. Look, I like the Chiefs in this game. What's the stronger play? Do you think the under's the strongest thing?
What was that at 46?
47.5.
Higher than the other game.
Right. I love the under. I wish I got this on open at 53.
If I'm taking the under in the NFC, I think I'm going to take the under in this one as well.
But is the under in the Chiefs-Bengal game
the play of the weekend?
A BGB. Are you familiar with the big game bet?
47.5?
My big game bets are 8-0. I only break them out at select moments. Through college and NFL, I only had 8 big game bets. I've hit all 8. I'm due to lose. And I don't want to force a BGB. But, TJ, we're sitting here and we just capped the shit out of this game. Now, of course, it'll be 38-37 final and TJ and I get launched into a fucking space pod. But, like, isn't the under 47.5 the move here?
It's got to be, I think.
Come
on. Even if it's 27-20.
Come on.
24-20, 21-17, it's got the feel of that type of makeup.
I love this.
But I did tell you at the beginning of the show, over-unders are my kryptonite. So if you're going to do that, you do it on your own accord. Don't take anything I'm saying.
I'm an adult. I ain't mad at you. And I don't guarantee anything. I've just, when I feel super confident, I feel like I'm in a spot, the BGB comes out.
You would feel more comfortable in that under than any point spread or the over-under in the NFC Championship. See, I think if I had to label mine, I would say I'm most comfortable Philly -2.5 would be my first confident bet.
It's very public. Very public.
I know it is. But I think that the under in this game would be my second.
All right.
I think under in the NFC Championship game would be third. And then this game to pick them, I mean, look. It is what it is.
I don't think
it's going to be a blowout or a two-score game by any means. But
I feel like I'm getting the Chiefs at such a value because I do feel like the line should be 3. I do. The Bengals are going in here down 3 linemen and a 4th one's hurt. And just because they rolled the Bills, who had the most idiotic defensive game plan I've ever seen, and the Bills played really poorly too, let's be fair.
And no pass rush.
Listen. I think there's an overreaction here that for most of this week, the Bengals have been favored in Arrowhead. Oh, but Mahomes' ankle. Okay, he's playing. He's going to go see Dr. Feelgood. He's going to play. And I don't believe he's going to be totally hobbled. I think you said it best. I think they're kind of fucking around a little bit with this whole, if you have a high ankle sprain, you ain't dancing around in practice.
No.
Right?
Correct.
So maybe they're fucking around. It's a false flag. Maybe it's a little bit of smoke they're putting out there.
Yeah.
I could end up looking stupid. I want the Chiefs, and I want under 47.5. I'm just tinkering with the big game bet. TJ?
Do it.
Yeah, of course you're saying do it. You want to see me lose? I try to.
I don't want to see you lose.
Normally I have to.
See you have the nuts.
I know. I appreciate
that. Put
them
right here.
Thank you. Just drop them right down on the table.
Show everybody.
Show everybody. All right, look, I'm going to do it. I'm going to stick to my guns on this. Under 47.5 is the big game bet.
Love it.
Under 47.5 in that game, and I am going to take Kansas City. Where are you at in that game?
I'm still taking the Bengals.
God damn you.
I still am.
God damn you, Lang.
You know what? I think every reason that I had Sunday night after the games, after the divisional round, told me, play the Bengals. Bengals are the play. And I know a lot of people tend to agree with me based off of how we saw that line shift and how it's still moving. It's probably going to keep shifting all the way up until kickoff. But I'm just sick of getting burned trying to do the cute thing, trying to go against everybody, trying to come up with reasons to, oh, well, maybe. And look, you have valid points. Me personally, though, I get burned every time I do it. I started with the Bengals Sunday night.
You just sat here with a nut lecture and you give me that.
I'll shoot you a text Sunday at about 6 o'clock. I might change my mind by then after I see pregame warmups. But as of right now, I'm sticking with the Bengals.
Over-under on Tony Romo attempting to make a point but aimlessly trailing off in his speech pattern and heading nowhere. Set at 6.5.
Oh, I was going to say 11.5, so I'm taking your over.
Okay, great. Over-under on Tony Romo moaning like an idiot. Set at 17.5.
Yeah, that's going to be once a
minute. Is he your least favorite commentator?
He's getting there. Which is weird. It's hard to say.
Because you loved him at the start.
Yeah, we talked about it, you know, in the
Hubba Mike, he predicts all the plays. He sucks.
It's kind of like he's got a shtick, right? And it's just kind of wearing off a little bit. It's kind of been that football for dummies type attitude, and now I think people are starting to understand it, and it's like,
oh, Jim, here we go.
Yeah, we don't need you to tell us what cover two is every single play. We get it. Two high safeties, yep. Okay.
Sitting in a room with Tony Romo for 12 hours or sitting in a room where you're forced to hear the Burger King Whopper song for 12 hours on loop.
Burger King.
Absolutely.
Burger King.
There's no question.
I don't know why it took me so long to think
Whopper,
about it.
Whopper, Junior, Whopper. There's nothing better. We did this, remember last Friday we did this bit, and it was like, can you imagine you lose a devastating playoff game? Like, you're a Cowboy fan. You're a Giants fan. You're down 28-0.
Yeah.
And they cut to Whopper, Whopper, Junior, Whopper, and I'm just like, I sit there and
scars you.
I was able to laugh because I had Philly with the 7.5. That doesn't make me a bad fan. It's just you got to bet the games the way you're going to bet them. It made me laugh, but I did think about it. Like, a couple buddies I have in New York that are like serious, like, I will kill you. I couldn't imagine sitting in their living room as it's Eat Like a King Who's on a Budget. Fuck you!
You don't want to hear anything happy at that
nothing,
point.
Nothing.
Nothing. Give me the Sarah McLachlan the sad commercials.
Right,
about
Giants fans
puppies.
Living in oil barrels and cages in the woods. Yeah. All right, so we got KC. My card is KC laying one. Under 47.5 is the BGB. Philly minus 2.5 and over 46.5. I'm fully prepared to go 0-4. It's going to be exciting.
No,
TJ on the picks. Just the picks, then we get to your prop bet fiesta.
Yeah.
You have Bengals. You have under 47.5.
Correct.
You have Philly minus 2.5. Mm-hmm. And you have the under in the Philly game.
Yes.
Okay. So now, people, I will tell you, and again, I never discuss what gets bet and not. It's tacky. No one gives a fuck. I don't care if you bet a dollar, you bet a million. You bet whatever you want. But every weekend, TJ will text me these grandiose Hollywood production player prop mega parlays. This guy don't fuck around for anything less than like plus 9,000. So you've created all week. You've said, I'm going to dig in. I'm better than cookies. I'm better looking. I'm a better person. And I'm better at props. And I've said, well,
better looking.
for sure.
I think it depends on your perspective. But the point is,
you're an Italian guy. I got it.
The point is, listen to me. You said, Mike, I'm locked and loaded. So take me through the player props because people love these. And in the absence of games, people need other things.
And I love them too, because especially when you get into a weekend like this where there's only two games, you don't have a lot of – you can't go out there and put a six-team, you know, different team parlay together. You got four teams to pick from. But I told you I was going to give you four.
You are a book stream.
I was going to try to pick two from each game. And okay. I think I've got – maybe the perfect one that I've done all season. Now, normally the card will look maybe 8, 9, 10 deep.
Oh, I was hoping for one.
That's just the type of person that, you know, the plus 120s, the minus 110, they don't whet my appetite. I need to see four digits there, okay? So
okay.
I'm going to give you one that is at plus 2,900 right now.
All right, what is
it? You heard me talk about the receiving running back weekend.
Okay.
Right? There's not a lot of high totals either. We saw Samaj Perine over-under set at 15.5. I think that he could get that off of two or three catches. You saw Isaac Pacheco. Well, I already talked about Andy Reid, and I think the screen game, Mahomes trying to get the ball out of his hands quick, especially early in the game. It could take one catch, 8 yards. I'm hitting the over on Pacheco, 6.5 receiving yards.
You ready for his over-under on receptions?
Probably 0.5.
It's 1.5. No.
Oh, if it's at 1.5, then I'd feel great. Wait, taking
but you
the
know
six
what the under is? Under 1.5 receptions for Pacheco, minus 185.
Yes.
They're telling you he ain't catching two balls. Right. So you best get eight on
I'm
one.
I'm just telling you, I think it's going to come early in the game. I think I see a screen there. I know McKinnon's the guy when they get to third down. So I'm talking more first, second down situations.
All right, lay these out. Let's hear these.
Samaj Perine. Hey, last week against the Bills, I think he was 38 yards receiving. I want to say the first time they played him. I know Joe Mixon didn't play that game. Samaj actually had a really nice day on the ground running, but I think he's going to be a difference maker as well. I think
Piron
like
also plays exclusive snaps in their 2-minute game.
He does. And I'm telling you, I think that Kansas City is not going to do what Kansas City is not going to do what Buffalo did and give Jamar Chase, give T. Higgins 10, 12, 15 yards of cushion. They're going to get up on these guys. I think you combine the fact with the Bengals' offensive line's hurting a little bit, that ball's going to have to come out quick as well. I think Perrine's a guy that's looking at maybe 4, 5, 6 catches in this game, over under at 15.5. I'm taking the over on that as well. Another one we'll get into, Brock Purdy in the other game. Brock Purdy over under passing yards, 218.5. I'm hammering the under on that.
Oh, no.
Three times this season has a quarterback gone into Philly and thrown for over 200 yards. Three times. Taylor Heineke did it. I think he was at 211. Andy Dalton did it. About a month ago, month and a half ago, he was at like 204, and I think Kirk Cousins did it week two, and he was at like 220, okay? That's it. So that's the most passing yards that they've allowed at home all season, three times going over 200 yards. Brock Purdy, I think, is due for at least one, maybe two interceptions in this game. I don't see a path to him getting to 219, 220 yards. I just don't see it happening, especially with how well the Eagles' corners are playing. We already talked about Slay and Bradbury last week. Two receptions for 7 yards that whole game against the Giants.
So you're going to go
under on Brock Purdy.
Under 218.5. Okay. It scares me because it's high.
It is.
It almost feels like it's too easy, and you know how that story ends.
And even last week, though, I think, what did Brock throw for last week against Dallas? It wasn't much. I don't even know if it was at 200. You know, I just think he's definitely playing a better secondary.
What's Jalen Hurts passing yards?
Jalen Hurts passing yards.
Because
I did look at this. I think it was a little bit high for me.
Corners stink, and I do think you can throw the ball downfield on San Francisco schematically. Show me something like 230.
Here we go.
What do you got? Because I think Sirianni, they're not going to sit there and run into a brick wall.
247.5. That's right at that number that I was like,
big number. I'd still
leave. They ran for 260. Look, they're not running for 260 again like they did last week.
I think they're going to get them downfield. Here's what I would say. The fact that it's that high, the under looks too easy. I go counter to that. I think over for Hurts. Look, I like the over in the game, so let me be clear. It might be clouding it, and I am not a prop expert, but I said I'd play ball with you on this.
For Hurts, I would.
Cookies is going to be so pissed.
I would.
I've told him I don't want to do prop bet segments, so I'm like, you're on your own when you do them.
Then I come in. And
now we're sitting here. We're just kibitzing.
We're filling 20 minutes on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jalen Hurts, I'm going to have to think about some more. I just wasn't comfortable with that number yet.
I'm going to try to go.
If it was at 230, maybe 225-ish, 230, 245. Which would be low for him, I think I would take the over. 247.5.
Watch him go 246 just to spite me. Over.
And I took the under in that game, so I think I'm going to lean with it. The other one, look, I had two here. I wanted to get your input. It was either George Kittle, and I know I'm taking Brock Purdy's under in 218.5.
You're going to go over with
him,
though.
He's still going to get to 150, 170, maybe 180. George Kittle's over under was set at 45.5.
See, that's alarmingly low.
That's what I thought as well, especially which with makes the way that Philadelphia's corners take away your outside guys. You're going to have to work the middle of the field.
Oh, God. All right.
Or here the counterpart, and I kind of juiced this one down. I think McCaffrey's receiving yards were high 30s. I juiced it down a little bit lower odds, but when you combine them, I took him, McCaffrey, over 25 receiving yards.
All right. So I want you to lay out. 4, 5, 6 leg, because the people love it. I can't do a teaser for the people this weekend because we do the 4 leg plus 240s. We hit it last week. Sixth or seventh one we've hit. I think we started them in like week 8.
This is the five leg.
The TJ Lang.
This is 5 because I got a juice.
5 leg, prop, perfection, delight. All right, let me hear this. I'm typing this out. Go.
All right, Perrine. Over 15.
It's P. Ryan. I've lived with this all show, and I'm about to burst.
P. Ryan.
It's Samaje.
I don't like saying P. Ryan.
Fugazi, okay? Fugazi. All right, P. Ryan. P. Ryan.
P. Ryan, over 15.5 receiving yards.
I'm going to tell you that might be my favorite thing that you've said. He plays exclusive third downs.
Yeah.
He plays their two-minute drive.
End of the first half, second half,
He's their pass protector. So if the Chiefs are bringing it, I don't think Mixon's going to be in there.
Could hit him with some quick screens.
You get 15 and a half
if you're P. Ryan.
P. Ryan.
On 3 or 4 catches. I think he's averaging 6 or 7 a game.
That's the first leg.
Next one, Isaiah Pacheco.
Pacheco.
I'm taking the over 6.5 receiving yards for him. I think Andy Reid is a screen genius.
Okay.
Mahomes going to try to get rid of that ball quick.
Next.
Brock Purdy, under 218.5 passing yards.
Okay. I would love for you to put a Pacheco rushing yards in.
Yeah.
What's his total? Come on.
I'll give it to you in a minute.
I'm going to fully spite cookies here by partaking in this. What is it?
McCaffrey over 25 or George Kittle over 47?
McCaffrey.
Okay. Let's go McCaffrey over 25 receiving yards. I told you, man, it's the weekend of the receiving running backs.
Okay.
Last one here, I threw this one on just for the cherry on top to get us up to plus 2,900. Anytime touchdown.
Oh, Christ.
A.J. Brown.
Okay. And this is – now, what would it be if you added Pacheco over rushing yards?
So you want to go to 6?
Yeah.
We're getting to that dangerous territory.
Because I think the Chiefs are going to try to hammer the ball. And Pacheco's that physical January, February running back, runs with an edge. He's a guy that helps you close a game. He's a guy that and I still can't get out of my mind the Bengals against a physical O-line like Baltimore. Kansas City has an underrated O-line. I still think there's room to be had on the ground.
You're going to like this one then.
What is it?
I think I like it too. Isaiah Pacheco, rushing yards, over under. What would you guess?
35.5?
50.5.
I'm over.
Yeah,
you know
90.
Why?
He had what 96 last week? A totally different
defense.
Do you
know why?
I get it.
Because it looks too high. When it looks too high, you go, "Oh well, it's got to be under." No, fly in. You fly
it
right
too
into
high.
It. You fly right
Gosh,
into
I thought
it.
It looked low.
Listen, putting
because the
over,
only other Chiefs running back that's listed is Jerick McKinnon, and he's at 28.5.
So the 6-leg prop perfection delight. Plug it in. Plug it in.
I got you.
Samaje Perine over 15.5 receiving yards. Isaiah Pacheco, over 6.5 receiving yards. Now, I think that's the risk. I think that's the one that's going to screw us.
Yeah.
Purdy under 218.5 passing.
Love
McCaffrey
it.
Over 25 receiving.
Like that one.
Anytime touchdown, A.J. Brown. And Isaiah Pacheco over 50.5 rushing yards. What's it pay?
Plus 5,590. So plus 5,600.
This is wholly irresponsible, people. Don't do anything.
No. I'm not telling you to go put a...
No.
Put the mortgage on it.
No.
Even
no.
Throw a dime on it. Throw 10 on it. Go make yourself 600.
Just that easy, apparently. No, all right.
No, but it's low risk. Hey, 10 bucks, you know.
People, whatever you do, enjoy the games because we're running out of football.
I just had one more for you.
We're adding a seventh?
No. If you want to get crazy, we will.
What?
This one.
What are you doing?
This one caught my eye earlier in the week. Okay, let me get to it. How many defensive touchdowns have we seen this playoff so far?
Zero? Is it zero? What's a defensive TD? What's
just, that? Just an, you can, any, during the anytime.
No, I know
touchdown.
What it is.
Well, you have to pick, you know, Philly
yes or
defense,
no?
San Fran defense.
Oh, you can't just say
no.
In these
like
two-
San Fran defense is plus 800.
Oh, no, no. Oh, my God.
I'm looking at that Philly defense, plus 600.
What are you doing? That would take this to, like, plus 50,000.
Plus 48,000.
Yeah,
that's what I told
you. Fucking guy.
Dude, it caught. I'm sitting there saying, we always see a couple defensive touchdowns, like every play, pick six, fumble six. If I'm putting this together in my mind, and I think you're on the same page as I am, hey, Brock Purdy. Maybe his time to come back to earth. Maybe his time to have a little bit – one of those games, throw a couple turnovers. Maybe, just maybe, one of those goes for a touchdown.
Eagles, DTD.
I'm not playing it.
Hold on. Here's what it is.
But I'm telling you, it's sexy.
If you sprinkle that in on a secondary one, it takes you to plus 48,000 parlay. Okay, people? I have to end this podcast because this guy up next, Michael, let me give you another one.
Hold on.
Fights in the stands, over under 17.5. What? You're not doing anything else?
No.
That's it.
Ross Dwelly, anytime touchdown, plus 3,400.
Okay, that's it. That's cash the ticket. This, the tobacco's going to your head. Thank you to TJ Lang. Cookies floating in the ocean somewhere. Enjoy the games. Rate, review, subscribe. Holy shit, a plus 48,000 parlay.
Let's have fun.
Player prop. It is an entertainment product. You remember the rules of gambling. Don't be an asshole. That's Cash the Ticket. We will talk to you, respectfully, we will talk to you next week.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.